Grace be unto you and peace from God our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, Has Anything Changed Since Adam and Eve? And permit me to read to you a little more of the Old Testament reading that Christina read so very well this morning. And by the way, isn't it a blessing to see our wonderful young people contributing like that? Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat it, you shall surely die. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of all the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, she took of its fruit and she ate. She also gave to her husband, and he ate, and then the eyes of both of them were opened. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together, and they made coverings, and they hid themselves among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said, Where are you? I invite you to open up your service folder, find the purple outline, half insert, and follow along as our message is entitled, Has Anything Changed Since Adam and Eve? Well, has anything changed since Adam and Eve? We still try to hide after we do things that cause us shame. Now, I told some of you this little story about my son when he was 3 years old, but I searched and searched and could find no better illustration of the foolishness of trying to hide. He was learning to go potty on his own like a big boy. But sometimes he didn't quite make it to the bathroom in time. And one day I noticed he was hiding behind the big lazy boy chair in our living room. I was curious and I asked, Are you okay? And he said, Yes! And I said, Are you going potty in your pants? And he replied, No! And then I said, Come out, son. You don't have to hide. And he replied, I'm not hiding. Has anything changed since Adam and Eve? How many of us still foolishly try to hide from God or from others when we do things that causes shame? There's a sense in which the human condition, as described in Genesis, hasn't changed. Genesis tells us that we are not an accident of creation. You are not a random product of some mindless evolutionary change. You are a special, beloved creation of God. You have value. You have worth. And because we have worth, And because God loves us, He has a claim upon our lives, a claim of obedience and responsibility. This claim of obedience and responsibility is seen right away at the beginning of creation, when God clearly told our first parents, "You can have anything in the garden you want. Just one thing I ask of you. This one tree in the midst is off limits to you." They can have anything they want. Just one request, God says. Don't eat from this tree. Trust me that I know what's best for you. But our first parents, tempted by that liar, that deceiver, that snake in the grass, the devil himself, learns right away to question God and question their need to obey Him. "Who are you to tell me what I can eat and what I can't eat? I'll eat what I darn well please." And having eaten, Adam and Eve immediately feel alienated from God, aware of their disobedience. Whereas before, in their innocence, it made absolutely no difference. Now, because of their disobedience, they know they're naked and they're ashamed. And they foolishly try to hide their nakedness by putting together some fig leaves and hiding behind some bushes. It makes about as much sense as a little boy trying to hide behind a lazy boy chair in the living room. As if God could not see right through their disguise and right through the bushes behind which they tried to hide. There's a sense in which Adam is in every man and Eve is in every woman. Listen to their excuses. "I didn't want to eat that fruit. It's that serpent you made. He made me do it. I didn't want to eat that fruit. It's that woman you gave me. She made me do it. And you created the serpent, so I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's their fault." Does any of this sound vaguely familiar today? Things have not really changed since Adam and Eve. We know what is right, and yet we still do what's wrong. We know what God's standards are, but we do just the opposite. Then when we're caught, we play two of the oldest games of all of creation. Games taught to us by Adam and Eve. Pass the buck and hide and go seek. Pass the buck. It's the serpent's fault. It's the woman's fault. Pass the buck. Or hide and go seek. "Hey, Eve, pass me some more fig leaves. And scoot over so I can hide behind that bush with you as well." And so today, what do? We blame others. Or we try to hide or cover up what we've done. But like Adam and Eve discovered, games like this don't work. And today, there are two things we can do. When we stand before God and others, stripped of our excuses and stripped of our fig leaves. One is to try to hide our shame, try to hide our nakedness, try to hide from God, all the while blaming somebody else. Or the other, instead of hiding and blaming, we can look to Jesus, who has come to seek and save those who are lost, who has come to save us, to restore us, to cover the nakedness and shame of our sin. with His perfect righteousness. Now, describing the very reason He came, listen to these words of our Lord. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save those who are lost." Seeking out those who are lost. It's the very nature of God from the beginning of all creation. For what did we hear in Genesis 3 verse 9 that Christina read to us earlier? What did we hear right after Adam and Eve played the blame game and hide and go seek? The first thing God did, as recorded in Genesis 3 verse 9, is this, and I quote, "Then the Lord God called out to Adam, and He said, 'Where are you?'" Almighty God, in His mercy and compassion, went looking for them. He knew what they did. He knew where they were. Just like I knew where that little 3-year-old was and what he had done. There was no hiding. But God went to them in love, in compassion. Leaves and bushes couldn't hide them. He went to them that they might be repented, that they might be restored to Him. My friends, this morning is the first Sunday in the season of the church year we call Lent. It's time for us to set aside the leaves, come out from behind the bushes. Lent is a time for repentance. It's a time for honesty in admitting we have been disobedient. We have known what is right and done something else. We have sinned and we've blamed others and tried to hide from God. We have learned that these games just don't work. We are tired of our nakedness. We are tired of our shame. And do I have good news for you this morning today? You no longer have to hide. You can come home. You can return to the Father's arms. And we can do this because the Father sent His Son who came to seek and to save all who were lost. On the cross, Jesus bore our sin and shame. On the cross, He who was sinless and without shame took upon Himself our sin and our shame. He was crucified. His body was broken. His blood was shed. He blamed no one else. He did not hide from His painful but holy duty. Can you imagine? You've been hurt, haven't you, by sin and shame and guilt? Can you imagine Him bearing the sin and the shame and the guilt and the heartache of every man, every woman, every boy and girl, your sin and mine, as He hung upon that cross? And He did it. And why did He do it? He did it because He loves you. He did it because He loves you. He did it because He loves you. That we might have forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. In this way, He truly fulfilled the purpose for which He came, to seek and save those who were lost. Well, the bad news today is this. Not much has changed since Adam and Eve. Disobedience and blaming and hiding still continue. But the good news is this. There still is hope for sinners. God still calls out to every sinner, "Where are you?" And we can answer Him. Repent of our sins. Have our nakedness covered. Our relationship with God restored. My friends, let's quit hiding. And let's run into the arms of our Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.